I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I'll tell you an athlete that dealt with maybe a little bit of anxiety over the weekend, and that is Evander Kane,
who it appears
will be heading to a divorce attorney as soon as possible after his wife, pregnant wife, took to Instagram to suggest that he has been betting on his own games, NHL games, and fixing said games.
Yes, and he was adamant that that never happened. He released a statement on Twitter saying, "I have never, in all caps, never gambled, bet on hockey, never gambled, bet on a Sharks game, never gambled, bet on any of my games, and never thrown a hockey game. The facts are, I personally had my best season of my career last year, and was the most consistent I've been throughout any season. I'm proud of that. I love the game of hockey and would never do any of what was alleged. I look forward to cooperating fully with the league's investigation, having my name cleared, and looking forward to this upcoming season." Okay, so his wife went on an absolute rampage over the weekend on Twitter, on Instagram. Yeah. Yeah. She posted an email from Evander. The email in the caption was, "What a guy. This is when the addiction is more important than anyone and everything. My heart goes out to anyone who has had to deal with loved ones addicted to anything in any form who put that before their own family." The email is basically him saying she needs to move out.
Right.
"Please leave the keys to my G-Wagon under the mat. Please leave the keys to the house when you move out here." Mm-hmm. And saying that he was going to go see their daughter Kensington on August 8th and 9th as agreed. She also then went on a rampage on her stories, saying that he was hooking up with Mara Teagan, who is a model of sorts in Europe. So she reposted the article that he released the statement in.
What is, by the way, a model of sorts?
Merrick Teagan
is that IG model?
Has 851,000 followers on Instagram.
Right, okay.
And she is part of the Digital Icon Agency.
I see.
I thought Courtney didn't think she was hot. That's what she meant.
No. She's beautiful, but she is not Kendall Jenner. She is more, I think, digital modeling.
Well, the guy likes to gamble. I mean, that's well documented. Right. I think he was sued by a casino.
Right.
Yeah, by the Cosmopolitan.
He owed him $500,000.
And he had some money issues from a company that he borrowed money for, like that he owed like $7 or $8 million to. Mm-hmm. So we know he had some money issues.
Yeah. But I mean, NHL should be able to, I guess, figure out whether he has been they are conducting an investigation and should be able to figure out whether or not he's been gambling on games or not. I mean,
he's best friends with Wayne Gretzky's wife.
Is he really?
God, do you guys know that she was addicted to gambling, bet on games?
Well, you should have said he's best friends with Michael Jordan.
Well,
you got that one.
Well, he's a hockey player.
The craziest part about this to me is that she doubles down on everything she says. He talked to the New York Times or New York Post, and that's when he said, "My estranged, soon-to-be ex-wife." Yeah. And then she took that article and posted it on her Instagram and said, "Soon-to-be ex-wife, because I tried to stop you from gambling. Has anyone ever dealt with an addict? When you were flying to different cities this year on off days with criminals to count cards at random casinos and told me the people you are gambling with would kill me in Kensington if I told anyone."
Ooh, she's going all in.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
She's and going all in.
She ends it with, "So please stop using the psycho ex-wife card. Maybe I'm just a wife and mother who's reached her breaking point." I mean, She said, and she says in it, should I have just let you cheat on me with prostitutes? It's bad.
Can one player in the NHL, Ken, if it's not a goaltender, throw a game? Not really.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No.
How?
Well, like an own goal or something like that? I mean, there's some obvious things you could do.
Like what?
I mean, you mean like a subtle thing? Like you could just go out there and have
like
just
turn over
giveaway.
A puck?
Yeah, bad giveaway in the neutral zone.
Oh, Chara does that all the time. He must be throwing a ton of games.
You don't think one player can throw a game?
Not in hockey.
I don't think so in hockey.
The only sport you can really maybe get away with it is basketball, and if you're a quarterback in football.
I mean, this is crazy. In 2006, not that long ago, Gretzky's wife and half dozen other NHL players were all placing bets in hockey, and the assistant coach of the Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, was heavily involved.
Yeah.
Like, and that never made a bleep. Like, Tim Donaghy was the biggest story in the country.
It was definitely talked about.
I mean, that's a pretty big gambling ring in the NHL.
I mean, listen, you have professional athletes who are gamblers.
Right.
I mean, Phil Mickelson is a well-known gambler.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess the problem becomes when you have a debt, when you owe somebody,
right,
the opportunity that you have to fix something for that person. That person is not a legitimate individual. That would be criminal.
Yes.
Who you owe a little money to, and your guy criminal, and criminal says, "Hey, Wiggy, why don't you? Maybe we should investigate whether or not Wiggy's several of Wiggy's drops were in order to throw a game at someone."
Nah.
Don't try to put bad things on Wiggy's name.
I didn't have many drops, so it was like, well.
Just the key moments.
Also, miss blocks is one thing.
and Greg, you have the well understood addiction to Nantucket you've been dealing with.
Yes. By the way, have you seen the? How would I describe the video? Have you seen the video of the woman on Nantucket who has the stomach issues while running? And have you? If you've seen it, have you determined whether it is real or not? Because if it's real, it's very disturbing.
Yes.
If it's fake, it's very well done.
Let me see. Bougie.com, is that where that story is?
I will share it with you during a break. And if you think it's real, then maybe we will play it on the show.
Also, I just want to thank Tom, the caller who called in about the Simone Biles stuff, because he did send me the tweet where it was retracted. He was not talking about Simone Biles. Justin Barragona was the one who originally sent out the tweet, and he said, "I'm taking down the tweet." While the question was asked this week, it was framed around Biles. His comments were centered around his own feelings on pressure in achieving the Golden Slam. So,
okay. This is Dylan from Rhode Island. Hello, Dylan.
Oh, it's Bill in the car.
Who's doing the phone? Curtis, are you doing the phone?
Yeah,
this
you can
morning?
Blame me. Sure.
Dylan. Oh, okay. Bill in the car sounds like Dylan. Okay. All right. We got it. What's up, Bill?
So I'm somebody who has been on kind of both sides of the scenario. As a child, I dealt with a lot of anxiety. I've dealt with depression. And I've also had a child who has dealt with depression. And I can't tell you, I have to agree with Curtis, it's completely different. When you're a parent and I found my child's suicide note, and I actually caught my child in an attempt, you're able to compartmentalize a little bit and focus and deal with it. When it's happening to you, it's out of control. There's a lot less that you can do about it in your own mind.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic because we're now breaking down an athlete's personal issues and determining, by the way, we're not the ones dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at it from the outside, whether it's Tuca or Simone Biles or AB, you brought up AB, or Kyrie Irving. We're now looking at that person from the outside and justifying ourselves what their own personal issues are. And I don't think that doesn't seem right to me. Like, I mean,
no, it's definitely not fair to do that to people, but I think that. But what Curtis was saying is it's different to say in that Simone Biles is dealing with it herself as opposed to Tuca. It was happening to his kid. You know, when you're a parent, you go into that mama bear, papa bear mode, and even though it does affect you, you're able to focus
but Bill,
on dealing with the problem and fixing it.
But Bill, is it Bill or Dylan?
Dylan.
All right.
No, it's Bill in the car.
Right.
Oh. For crying out loud.
But, Bill.
You're higher than Bezos this morning.
So, wow. No, I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Okay, I mean, my God.
I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Somebody bring in a bucket of water or something to throw
on Funyuns.
But he can't stay off the weed.
But think about this. Haven't you heard this before as a parent?
Yes.
How difficult it is to deal with something that you can't control because it's your child.
Yes.
And you go, I would much rather it be me than my child. So
yes.
Imagine what Tuka's going through as a parent. That mental health that you deal with sometimes as a parent is more difficult when it is your child because you feel like you have your child has no control.
Well, I know what Tuka's going through as a parent. I have a child dealing with it right now. Like I said, I found a suicide note. I've dealt with a suicide attempt with my own child.
Yeah.
I would much rather it be me, but I can tell you it's different in the fact that when it's happening to your child, even though you'd rather have it on yourself, you can focus a lot more. When it was happening to me, I felt like I had no control.
Okay.
Whereas when I was a parent, I felt like I had control because I could focus. I could direct the child to the right.
Right. You can, but you don't know how Tuka or anybody else would deal with it. That's what I'm saying. It's like people like Wiggy didn't go quite this far, but I think it's what he's saying is that Simone Biles, there are some who suggest that she dropped out last week because she didn't feel like she was going to be able to be competitive. She wasn't going to. That's why she dropped out. There are some who say that the mental issue that she had has nothing to do with it, and now she's back in because it's an individual event that she thinks that she can win. And I think that's pretty disgusting to say that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's Simone Biles. We're not talking about, I think Michaela Skinner is much more talented in one event than another. There are certain gymnasts who really specialize in a certain event. Simone Biles is kind of across the board equally as talented.
And Rovell just tweeted that Evander Kane put $50,000 on Simone Biles winning the gold tomorrow.
All right. We got to get to Canon. What is trending this morning?
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Welcome to Adventure Elevated in an all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Find your authorized retailer at SubaruOfNewEngland.com. Bill Belichick speaking to the media here momentarily. Day 5 of Patriots camp opens up at Gillette. It's the practice fields behind Gillette. They will have an in-stadium practice on Friday for season ticket holders. But the big quote over the weekend was Ben Volen pressuring Bill about QBs, the competition, and Bill naming Cam the starter, at least for now.
Do you have an ideal time frame for naming a starter to help you get ready for the season?
No. Well, I mean, Cam's our starting quarterback. I think I've said that, so...
And that was great. It was like a 45-second response at first where it felt like this is an open competition. And then he goes left turn, Cam's our starting quarterback.
Well,
it's not
a big deal to me, this story, because what he's saying is that it's Cam's job to lose.
Right, right.
I mean, who didn't think that?
But I didn't. I thought this would be an open competition, and Bill would want it to be seen that way to drive both guys. I think Curtis is right. This was Curtis's lead. He's coddling him a little bit. He doesn't want Cam rattled. And actually, he might want Mac,
fired up.
Try to pressure him or something like that. But anyway, they'll get underway at 9:30 this morning. Red Sox, the big story here locally over the weekend in a bad way. Swept by the Rays. 4-game losing skid. 3-2 the final. And that's the first time this year they've lost this many in a row. Of course, coming off the big trade deadline Friday, Wiggy, where everybody that went somewhere did something good over the weekend. Except
and
here.
And you had a chance at all those guys.
You had a chance at them all. They were supposedly in on them all. But the Rays are up by a game and a half in the AL East. Sox up 4 on the Yankees and the Blue Jays in the loss column. Off day today and then a 3-game series in Detroit on Tuesday. NBA free agency today, 6 p.m. Kawhi Leonard declined that option, Wiggs, but looks like he's going to go back to the Clippers. Kyle Lowry appears to be the top target on the market.
Chris Paul opted out.
Yep.
$44 million.
How about the reports that Celtics might be interested in Lonzo Ball, but they would have to send Marcus Smart for it?
I like that. I'm with you all day on that one. Send Smart to the airport right now.
Oh.
Lonzo Ball is, you know, that's what they need. A point guard that likes to distribute the basketball. You got Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Now you got some action.
Does the old man have to come with him?
I know, that's what I was gonna ask.
Say what you want about the old man. The guy had 3 kids to play professional basketball, and 2 of his 3 kids, one was the number 1 overall pick, and the other one was like the number 2 overall pick. So you can crap on him all day long. He did something right.
And one heck of a reality show.
That's all right.
Well, if they don't do that, the rumors are they could be in on just sort of a marginal free agent like a Jeff Green, Kelly Olynyk, or a Rudy Gay.
That's signed the kid Chris Dunn, but I Courtney, I'm with you. I like this Lonzo Ball thing.
You would do it today?
I would do it in a minute. That's what they need, because everybody's talking about what's the problem with the Celtics. They don't have a true point guard that can distribute and get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum the basketball. That wasn't Kemba Walker. That's what Lonzo Ball is. He's not a guy who's going to come in and score 20-plus a night. He's going to come in and get you 8, 10, 11 assists a night.
U.S. Women's Soccer out at the hands of Canada, 1-0. Simone Biles will participate tomorrow. Balance beam, Team USA hoops late night tonight. And David Krejci officially signs back in his hometown, the Czech Republic.
Are we going to get to that audio eulogy for David Krejci?
Yes, let's do that.
What's the whole process, like thought process behind that in your mind? Like, Krejci still wants to play, but he's going to the Czech Republic?
It's his home. It's his home country. He's going to go play.
Are they paying him good money, or is he just like, I just want to play hockey in my home country?
What, do we know what the deal was?
We don't know the terms.
At least
I don't know the terms.
What is
the
currency? It's decent money, at least.
Well, no, it's weird to see a guy that still can play at an extremely high level to go, you know what? I'm just going to go play in my home country just to say I played in my home country.
How long has he been here? 20 years?
It's 2007, 14, 15 years.
15 years. And he wants to finish up his career at home. Hmm. And maybe he wants to live at home. I understand that. I think it's weird.
Well, that's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show. We'll hear that Krejci audio eulogy of sorts on the way in this hour.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Greg Hill Show on EEI.
McAvoy's wrist shot. Krejci scores his 200th NHL goal.
You guys write a lot that I always wanted to play in Czech, which has not changed.
Krejci with Lucic. Krejci closes. He scores! Hat-trick for Krejci! The Bruins win!
My husband, I have my dad, I have two kids, they're getting older. So yes, I still at one point would like to finish my career in Czech for different reasons now than I first said it.
Rebound score! Krejci! And the game is tied!
When that's gonna happen or if that's gonna happen, we'll see.
For the first time in 39 years, the Boston Bruins have won the Stanley Cup.
I love Boston, this is my home. I just don't see myself playing anywhere else.
Wherever you're going, I wanna go. Wherever you're headed, can you let me know? Don't mind catching up, I'm on my way. Just can't take the thought of you miles away.
Hey,
There you go, Wiggy. You heard it from the man himself. Mm-hmm. He wanted the kids to have an opportunity to see him play in Czech. What's wrong with that? I think that's great. I like that.
Did he die? What is going on with this thing?
I mean, he better stay in the Czech and not come back to the NHL and play.
Why?
Because you think the Bruins offered him a contract.
Do I think the Bruins offered him a contract?
Right.
Yes.
All right, so if they did offer him a contract, then that means he turned that down to go play in the Czech. Mm-hmm. And I understand that you want to go play out there, and that's something that you've always wanted to do as a kid growing up. All right, so you can go to the Czech Republic. Now, by you leaving, the Bruins are a worse team without you, and they offered you a deal. If the Bruins didn't offer him no deal, okay, that I understand that. You're a worse team without David Krejci, especially when you re-sign Taylor Hall.
Mm-hmm. You're saying don't come back.
No, don't. Because if you come back and play in the NHL, why would you then? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doesn't it look? It's like Julian Edelman going, all right, I'm retired, Foxborough forever. And then a year later, he shows up in Tampa Bay or he shows up.
I don't think he will, though. Because his whole thing, and I don't blame him. That's a far flight to begin with, and then to play at the highest level. No, but his parents, his brother, he says he wants to play in front of his family, and he wants his family to be there with him for everything. It's a long time to be away from your parents.
Wiggy thinks everybody is fraudulent. You notice that?
No,
everybody is fraudulent.
I always
you're fraudulent for saying that.
I always wonder, like, I always wonder, with hockey players, I think it's the hardest to try to get the mindset of them, because they grow up in some of these foreign countries, and they are hardest to play for, whether it's their national team or to play in leagues. I didn't even know there was a league in the Czech Republic. And you get to the NHL, and what's the higher pinnacle for them? Is it playing in the Czech or playing in Russia or playing in the NHL?
I bet in his mind he did the NHL. He wants to go home.
Yeah. He came here. He won a Stanley Cup. He wants to go home and have his kids see him play at home and his family. I think it's great.
And I don't think he'll ever come back, because he ends, this is not goodbye. I will not be a stranger. I will be a Bruin forever. I don't think you go back on that.
Yeah, as long as he doesn't come back, I'm cool with it. I mean, I know it, by him not returning, the team now got to figure something out real quick. I think Ken, and I don't know if that was your lead, but I feel like I heard this somewhere, and you might have said it, Ken, the perfection line. Well, that never was the issue. It was all about the secondary scoring, and then all of a sudden, the second line, you put it together with Krejci and Hall, and then it was just probably finding that other piece to go on that line, and now you're losing Krejci.
Well, that piece has to be Charlie Coyle.
Well, it could be Foligno, who was a former captain. He's kind of old at this point, but he's playing a little center. He might get first crack there. They may rotate them. I mean, Sweeney was talking about by committee, which is just terrible.
But then it sounds awful.
Like, we're gonna piece it together.
He was the one that Patrice Bergeron had a really big hand in, right?
He did, yeah. Try to convince him to come here, yeah.
Which is interesting, because then that's the Aaron Rodgers argument. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, don't you think that the amount of money that you're paying Charlie Coyle and the fact that he has the no-trade deal, basically it's time for him to step up and be that guy?
I guess, but he's got surgery. What's he having surgery on?
I don't know.
Whatever it is. You're not convinced he's going to come back 100%. I hear what Wiggy's saying. This is more damaging than like losing Tuca in a way, because you expected him to be a given, that you would have two elite centers. Now you don't. You got a goalie to kind of replace Tuca. You don't really have the number two center right now. So it's another hole that opens up.
I mean, don't you think he told them all along that that's what he was thinking about, was that he was thinking about going home and playing at home?
I guess, but we had a report like the day before free agency that he had agreed to a deal and was going to come back. I guess that report was just flat wrong. But they did spend most of the free agent money they had on other players, so I guess they knew he wasn't coming back.
Right.
That seems to be the way you read it.
I think that was Wiggy's report.
No. We've been kind of like going back about this. It's you're the Bruins. You have to know. Okay, we just signed Taylor Hall, and Taylor Hall had kind of this resurgence of a career playing alongside David Krejci.
Mm-hmm.
We all looked at David Krejci this season and go, he played really well, and was part of that because you put him alongside Taylor Hall, and he's always been. We've been looking for that next piece to put alongside Krejci, and you find them. And now Krejci's going to the Czech Republic. And now it's like, if you're the Bruins, where do we go from here?
Well, but if you're Don Sweeney, Cam Neely, you must believe that Taylor Hall, playing at the level that he played at this season here, didn't have an awful lot to do with David Krejci. I mean, you gave him money. You paid the man. You gave him a deal. Mm-hmm. So you must believe that he's going to play that way, regardless of who his centerman is.
Because if not, wouldn't they try to get Krejci first and then work on the Taylor Hall deal? Instead, they did the opposite. And I agree with you. I think that Krejci must have been telling them that he had that in the back of his mind, maybe going home.
Yeah, I think you should have been prepared. And or was it something that kind of jumped on you last minute with this Krejci situation? Because now your main focus has to be, we have to find, and Ken's right, it shouldn't be we'll put patchwork sentiment together to play along on number one acquisition that we made in the offseason, which is to re-sign Taylor Hall.
I think they'll be good, Greg. I think they'll be a playoff team, but it'll be one of those, can you really see them beating Tampa, you know, or some of the juggernauts now that they like the Celtics, they're a playoff team.
I need to know whether Tampa is going to be held to the salary cap or not in order to figure that out.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You know what's going to happen. Are they going to be $20, $30 million over again this year? Or?
Probably.
Yeah.
But can't you see, Greg, them or us talking about during the season that, oh, man, Taylor Hall, he could really use Krejci right now. He could really use Krejci right now.
Yeah, but again, you always suspect that these people are lying.
No, I'm not saying
he's
lying.
The guy sits here and says, I want to go home. I think it's a classy thing to do.
Right.
To say, I want to go and finish my career in my beloved home country. Like, I love that.
I got no problem with that. If you're the Bruins, you better be doing something to replace Krejci with a Krejci caliber player.
I bet they already have something figured out in their minds. I think before David Krejci made the announcement, they already are thinking 10 steps ahead of all of us.
Well, I hope so.
All right. Well, certainly a guy that I think lived up to his expectations most of the time that he was here. David Krejci.
And most a class of the time. Act here.
And a class act. Absolutely. And I like the fact that he's going home. Oh, Wiggy doesn't. Wiggy thinks he's fraudulent. But
no, he's going to play in the Czech
Republic.
We're
all fraudulent.
According to Wiggy, everybody's fraudulent.
And he could play in the Czech Republic like Jame Yag. He could play there when he's 42 years old.
Yeah, but I think he wants his. If I'm him, I want my kids to grow up with their grandparents. You know?
What are the chances we can get Evander Kane to the Bruins? That would be awesome.
He would love gambling in Mass.
I know. He'd love Encore.
Yeah, he needs a change of scenery, that's for sure. He definitely. I think he's getting that at home, though. A change of scenery at home is what he may need, I think. All right. Coming up, the great Tom E. Curran has lofty praise for one of the Patriots quarterbacks at training camp last week, and we'll get to that coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yo, give it up!
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. On WEEI.
This earlier, but I want to do it again. I want to thank everybody who came out and got a horrendously constructed soft serve ice cream from Curtis on Friday, because over $1,000 was donated for free ice cream Friday, and that goes right to the Jimmy Fund, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. So
for the radio telethon in 3 weeks. Thanks so much to Frank, the nicest guy. His truck was bought new in 77. Still riding it today. It's got everything you need. Anyway, frostyicecream.com. Give him a plug.
I mean, you were really only out there for a total of about 45 minutes actual serving time, and well, you were beat up for the whole weekend. I mean, I don't, you're not built for retail, Curtis.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it was actually working. I've never done that before, so it was unique. But speaking of work in Wiggy.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on this Madden 99 club, Gregory?
So this is when it comes to the very best of the best, right? That's the highest rating anybody can get.
Yep.
And I don't believe Thomas Patrick Edward Brady is there, Curtis. Unfortunately, Patrick Mahomes is, right? I saw this over the weekend.
Yes. We have the full list here. Yeah. Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Ramsey, Travis Kelce, Devontae Adams, Aaron Donald, and Jermaine Wiggins.
I've been in the 90s club.
Yeah, you were close.
Yeah, I was close.
You've been close.
Brady hasn't made the 99 club yet? I'm surprised he didn't make it this year.
No kids are eating free there this morning. Thanks for the hot sauce. How big is this, though, Wiggs, like, in terms of the players in the locker room? Is this a real, like, an honor? Do players care what their Madden rating
is? Yeah, they do. They do. If they do, they'll tell you that. And I think most players will tell you that the rating and his speed was. That's big. Like, Madden is the game. You know, everybody wants to be part of that game. And now to be in that 99 club, that's like, you know, that's a special group of guys.
You could get, I mean, can you still write in a Madden bonus in your contract if you take it in crypto or something? I mean,
that's only in Doge.
You might be able to.
Well, speaking of Mac Jones, when it comes to week one of training camp, Tom E. Curran has some lofty praise for Mac Jones, which we can listen to right now.
If you compare a first year rookie quarterback in the NFL, which Mac Jones is, to the other ones we've seen come through, Jimmy Garoppolo, Jarrett Stidham, Jacoby Brissett, and how this kid looks compared to how they looked in terms of processing information, there is no comparison.
No comparison to how Jimmy Garoppolo looked?
Yep.
Wow. That is lofty praise from Tommy Curran.
Now, Tommy Curran is pretty close with the Crafts, I think. Would it be surprising to you at all if the Crafts would lean on a couple select media members and say, look, let's keep the hype train going with Mac? Just a little conspiracy, but very believable. I mean, God, Zolak is tweeting every day that Mac is the first one on the field. He's not even literally the first guy on the field, but he keeps tweeting it.
Yeah. Well, didn't Brian Hoyer also say that Mac's like texting him at 6 a.m. asking questions and doing stuff like that? I don't know if I would be asking Brian Hoyer.
The edict has come down on Mac Jones.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it doesn't appear to, if it's come down on Mac Jones, it doesn't appear to have made its way to Bill, because Bill says Cam Newton is your starter. Right. So.
And another note, I mean, you're saying that everybody that's praising Mac is connected to the Crafts. Everybody that's been praising Cam is sight impaired. So, like, I don't even know what the deal is.
Wiggy's eyesight is great.
Belichick's eyesight.
Not as high as a kite.
But Belichick's eyesight is great, too, though. So, and he's getting old. He's the only one that matters. Well, then
so
Kraft
you don't
just
trust
have a birthday for 80.
So is Curtis not trusting Bill and what Bill says?
Oh, totally not. No. I've never trusted Bill.
Yeah, he doesn't believe in Bill.
So you don't own a In Bill We Trust t-shirt?
No. That's in Tampa with Tom.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He's the Matt Damon of
But yes, I mean, if you look at week one, I mean, what Bill is saying is exactly what you saw, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there were no number one reps for Mac Jones.
And it's so funny. I'm just thinking to myself listening to that Tommy Curran audio. Like, you sit here and you tell me, oh, take your time. It's only been a couple days. But in a couple days, you were able to decipher that this guy was the greatest thing walking around.
There is no comparison.
There is no comparison.
What is he? Listen, what has he done to go, there's no comparison? We know just based on from the guys who go down there that, you know, one day he has a good day, maybe struggle a little bit here, gets a little frustrated. But he hasn't gone out there where it's like every person that has seen Mac Jones has gone, man, this guy looks legit. Every practice, every play. And now all of a sudden, you got Tommy Curran going, there's no comparison? Like, really?
Curran did, by the way, get an answer from Bill about N'Keal Harry and the trade ask, if you'd care to hear. It's pretty short, but he pressured him on it. And here's what Bill said just a couple minutes ago.
You know, we mentioned to him the other day after the discussion that his agent launched, would he like to be here? And or could he envision himself being here? He said, absolutely. And I would imagine that that's might be the way you feel as well if he's performing at a particular level.
Yeah. And Keel and I have talked about it. I think, you know, we have a good, we had a good conversation. We have a good relationship. So I'm not going to get into all that.
All right.
So Tom Curran, like, he pushes the envelope with him, and it's the best thing to listen to at all times.
What does that say to you?
It seems like it says to me that he talked to Nikhil and that we're going to see if we can move on from you. That's what it, because Bill knows that the kid doesn't want to be here, right? So anytime you got, his third year in the league, going to Bill Belichick going, all right, I want out. Unless Bill is saying, all right, you're now the starter, which we know based on a lot of the stuff that we've read is that he's kind of been more in that second group.
But isn't there a chance Bill is really stubborn with N'Keal Harry? Like, it's an embarrassing thing for him. One of the more embarrassing things he's ever done in his career. Drafting this guy, I know he's a total bust. So wouldn't he like be more likely to hang on to him a year or two too long rather than other guys he's had?
But we've seen him get rid of guys like that he's drafted at.
Not like this. Not a first-round receiver.
Mm.
I could see him sticking the whole year and just like trying to get something out of him.
This is Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Bob?
Okay, in my opinion, every single conversation from here on in that's spoken about the NFL should start out by saying the NFL is playing for a distant second place this year due to Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Huge racket.
They are the best team right now in the NFC. I give you that. And they brought everybody back.
Best, the best assembly of players ever in the NFL history.
Okay.
What is wrong with you?
And they brought everybody back. They are pretty good. And they beat up on Kansas City.
And they are so pumped up. And I can't wait till they go into Patriot Stadium on the 3rd of October. It's going to be at least a 24.5-point spread.
Even though I love Curtis, but I can't stand that he roots for the Bucs, you got to give this team credit. They are loaded. They brought everybody back. Brady's invested again. Talent-wise, you look up and down both sides of the football, and look what they did to Kansas City in the Super Bowl. How are they not the favorite by a long shot?
Can I have like 10 seconds to gush over Brady?
Of course.
Rick Stroud has an entire story on Tom Brady yesterday. He was unhappy with the performance, throwing his helmet, yelling at players, losing his mind. The guy's 43, turns 44 tomorrow. Happy birthday, Junior, to Tom Brady. And he's out there after winning his 7th ring like he's never won anything. They don't build people like that.
Let's go!
That is so admirable that at this stage he's got more money than God. He's married to a supermodel. He's got great kids, great career. He's already the best player.
He's mining
far
people's
and
data
away.
Using their voicemails.
The best player by far and away in the
history
of sport.
Show some toughness.
And he's out there in his 22nd season in the middle of whatever is it, 100 degrees, 100% humidity in the middle of Tampa.
Right.
And he's losing his mind. That is just awesome.
And he said he had the best punt of the day when he kicked the football after he was frustrated.
Well, yeah, I mean, NFC-wise, I mean, you would like to, you would have thought maybe Green Bay would be able to give him a run, but that's been dismantled by Aaron Rodgers, right?
Yeah. I think when I think at the NFC, the team,
got to be the Rams. I hope Stafford comes.
You hope that Stafford is the guy that, you know, because he's a pretty good quarterback, but now he's actually on a good team. Seattle, they're kind of still up in the air. You know, they hit or miss, but I would have to say it's probably the Rams. But Tampa's just so far ahead of everybody in the NFC. I mean, when you think about where Tampa Bay is, they are now what we thought the Kansas City Chiefs were.
Maybe the Niners. Jimmy G takes Brady out. Yeah. That would be glorious. Oh, baby.
What would you guess? If you had to guess now and be on the record, what would you guess the spread is going to be week 4, Bucks-Pats?
I'm going to guess the Bucks by a touchdown.
Yeah.
Because you get 3 for being on the road. So if it was a neutral site, they'd be 10. If they hosted, it'd be 2 touchdowns. So I'd say a touchdown.
And it's going to be a touchdown because both teams are going to be 3-0. So a lot of people are going to be giving the Patriots a puncher's chance in this game. You know, it's going to come down to Belichick. Can he game plan enough to keep Brady on the wraps? Does Brady know enough of Bill's defense to be able to take advantage of it? Because both teams are going to be 3-0 headed into this one.
So if he – let's take that forward a little bit. Tom Brady gets to a Super Bowl again.
That's okay. Wins
it.
Oh, Jesus.
Eight. Montana.
Is he done then?
Hell no.
I have thought he was done when they beat the Rams the second time. I thought he would be done this past season. I mean, he's keeping on going as long as they have him down there, which is insane to me. If you win your eighth,
didn't they say 46 now?
Yeah.
46 is the age.
And with Brady going down there, he's changed to the point where it's a good and a bad thing. The good thing is he has this motivation. The bad thing is now he's so petty, he's going to want it. If he wins another one, it's, oh, I'm coming back to win the next one. And then he's in petty mode right now.
At a certain point, petty though, Giselle,
is that on Madden? Do they have petty mode?
We go back to the happy wife, happy life. At some point, we know that from Tom versus Time, Giselle wanted him to retire years ago.
Giselle's cool in Florida.
I think that was all changed by the Florida, by the move to Florida. Yeah, don't you feel like that?
I don't know. Tom versus Time, she seemed to talk a lot about like his body and him being away from the kids and everything like that.
Yeah, that was before she can get on the boat every day.
Yeah. She hated New England.
Right, she hated Brookline when she figured out that Ken was there.
And how far is the flight? How far?
I don't know. They belong to the country club. They were living a pretty nice life there.
How far is the flight from like Costa Rica and Brazil? I mean, isn't that pretty close down there?
It's closer when you're in Florida. So, yeah, absolutely. Everything's better in the anything goes state. We know that.
The sun's always up.
It's easy to get there when you're not on Southwest like us.
All right. The sun's always out. She's on that, $3 million yacht now.
They got another one. They have two now.
They got two yachts?
Yeah.
Oh, man. She ain't.
Mrs. Environmentalist.
We had to take a quick break. A reminder that you can stream this show by going to weei.com, or you can download the brand new Odyssey app so that you can take this show wherever you go.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.